This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. This episode of 20th Century Boy is brought to you by Radio Mike on Patreon and the TCB Overflow podcast. If you finish 20th Century Boy and you want to hear more from me, head to patreon.com/radiomike and for as little as a dollar a month, get the Overflow podcast, an extra podcast every single week. And the Pat and Mike Show, where producer Pat and I talk everything behind the scenes of 20th Century Boy. The Patreon is overflowing with content. We'll see you there.
It's gonna be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy. 20th Century Boy!
Show your move. Good news, everyone.
Welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Ramen O Miso, and this is the inside of my mind. Of course, my name is Radio Mike. I'm joined in studio this episode by producer Pat, who's sitting in on this week's ep. Pat, how are you? Thanks for being here.
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Now, Pat stayed over last night because he lives in Geelong, but yeah, we went to the Bob's Burgers premiere, and he obviously didn't want to go back to Geelong after a movie premiere. So, Pat, thanks for being
here. Yeah, producers mixed up here.
Now, of course, started this episode with Ramen O Miso, a name suggestion from Pat. So thank you, Pat. Every week we start with a different name on this show. Generally, they are RM themed. So, you know, Ramen O Miso, etc. And I also wanted to start this one by, obviously, in the intro to this podcast, which has been the intro to the pod for the entirety of this podcast. It starts off with Show Me Your Moves, which is Captain Falcon from the video game Super Smash Brothers. And before we started recording, we thought that it sounds a lot like he's saying, show me your boobs.
Show your boobs.
Yeah, so that's just something for you. Nothing really planned to talk around that, but we just thought it was funny.
Funny little note.
Yeah. Now, of course, this is 20th Century Boy, a podcast by me, Radio Mike, produced by him, producer Pat, and it's a podcast about my life and trying to make my way through it, and sometimes it's easier than other times. At the moment, life's pretty swell, having a pretty good time. Few things on my mind, which I'll talk more about in the Patreon-exclusive podcast, the TCB Overflow, and of course, at the top of every show, we do the obligatory Patreon plug. Patreon.com/RadioMike is the best way for you to support this show. If you like this show and you think it is worth $1 a month, which is $12 a year, jump onto Patreon and donate to the show. You get the Pat and Mike Show, where me and Pat chat about behind the scenes of the show. And we're recording one straight after this, Pat. And
yes, we are
going to be talking about your new job with Hamish and Andy. And,
yes.
We're also going to be talking about a few other things, but mainly like Pat's career progression. Shout outs to Patreo Mindcrat and Patreo Amy Brooke, our two newest Patreon members. They will be getting the TCB Overflow and the Pat and Mike Show bonus podcast. We now have 58 patrons, Pat. 58. We're nearly at the 60. Would love 60 by next week.
Can we do it?
Can we get 60 patrons? Jump on. $1 a month. How much is that, Pat, a year?
That is $12 a year.
How many coffees is that for me, roughly, a year?
I don't know, because I don't get coffees in Melbourne.
It's 3 coffees a year. Don't get coffee for the next 3 days and subscribe to the Patreon. Or if you think there's 4 episodes of this podcast a month, if you think that every episode's worth $1, jump in at $4 a month. And also, the other thing I've been saying is, cancel your Netflix subscription. Netflix sucks. Go back to Jack Sparrowing and spend the $20 a month on my Patreon.
You don't need entertainment. We're enough entertainment.
But seriously, cancel your Netflix. Netflix has enough money. I don't. It costs us money to run this podcast. That's like, it costs money just to host this podcast online. So if you can donate, please do. Even just jump on and off. The TCB Overflow and the Pat and Mike Show are really fun. Speaking of the Pat and Mike Show, got this voicemail on the podcast hotline, Pat. 1-800-438-353. Call it anytime if you'd like to submit anything or contribute to the show. This kind of, it's from Radio Amy, who I believe is the newest Patreon that we just mentioned. Patreo Amy. And she's left this message. Take a listen to this.
Hello, it's Radio Amy at fuck off o'clock. Just a fun little thing that took me too long to realize that I was doing wrong. I listened to your podcast at 2x5 speed, and I thought you were talking about Patton Mike on Patreon, but it's actually Pat and Mike. So just a word out to people, maybe slow down your podcast.
So
love all your stuff, especially the shit stuff.
Thank you. Did she say I love all your stuff, especially the shit stuff? What does that mean?
The best kind of fans.
Now, so she listens to this podcast on 2.5 speed. I listen on 2x speed to most podcasts, Pat.
Mm.
But 2.5 times speed, that's pretty excessive.
Perhaps, but yeah, Pat and Mike. Mike, if there was a Pat and Mike, like pattern, like P-A-T-T-E-R-N, what would, how would you envision that?
I don't know. Would it just be me like reviewing patterns and stuff?
Maybe.
Maybe we do that on Pat and Mike coming up.
Episode one, polka dots. Wow.
Yeah.
That's well, a design. Anyway,
yeah,
that's
a pattern. It is the Pat and Mike show, not the Pat and Mike show. But anyway, also got a little message in, just a nice message here from Radio Aaron. Welcome to the Radio Family, Radio Aaron. Hey, RM. That's me, Radio Mike. Bit of a weird message from a stranger, but listening to your pod and hearing about all the great things you're doing on TV, just wanted to say well done, man. You're smashing goals in an industry that we're told would be too hard to break into. I hope people realize how hard you work for something like that. Keep doing you, my man. Thanks, Aaron. We love messages like that, don't we, Pat?
100%.
Thank you
so
much.
It fuels our egos.
We realized before recording, we were making up. I can't remember how this happened, but I just have to tell this story. So Pat slept on a little mattress in the study at my house and there was a doona. And then Pat was like, where'd you get this doona? And I just said to Pat, oh, it's from, what did I say? John Doona's Doony Doonas.
John Doona's Doony Doonas.
And then there was a segment on Hamish and Andy recently where this guy could like come up with a jingle for a product within 10 seconds. So I just like, I made up this dumb jingle on the spot and I was just like, it's John Dooney's Dooney Dooners. Put them in your bed and you can have sex. Or something stupid.
Along those lines.
And then like we laughed and then I was like, imagine if there was like a, this is kind of like a trial episode, guys, that we kind of had this, I had this funny idea. Like what if there was a product, for example, Tim's guitars, and like, most brands have like a catchy slogan kind of thing, like Nike, just do it, right? Or like, what's another slogan, Pat? Think of one.
I can't think
of one. Okay, well, you know what I'm saying. Like the jingles, you know, they it's not, like at the end of the day, the purpose of the jingle is to get people to buy the product. It's like, that's the main message. So what if there was a company like Tim's Guitars that just went all out, like no mucking around the jingle, and the jingle is literally Tim's Guitars, Tim's Guitars. You give us money, we'll give you a guitar. Do I think that's funnier than it is, Pat?
I think there's definitely some potential there. You don't get many podcasts where a comedian or a very funny person will be like, hey guys, I have this idea for a joke. Do you think there's potential there?
So you guys let me know. Send a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you think that's funny. Like the idea that there's just like a brand that's like, you know, even for like Mercedes. Mercedes, Mercedes, you give us money, we'll give you the car. Because that's, at the end of the day, that's all marketing really is. But we do have to talk about more important things today. Because this week, we went to our premiere, movie premiere. Round of applause for the show. Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Over the last few months of the show, I have been complaining on and on and on about how I simply have not been invited to any movie premieres that I should have. And I've been saying this podcast and my personal brand has gotten to the point, I believe, where we should be going to premieres. We are big enough to be going to premieres at this stage. I personally do believe that. And it was disappointing to see a lot of movie premieres, if you've been following the podcast for a while, of things that were really suited to the brand of this podcast. For example, Movie premiere for Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. Horrible movie, but would have loved to have gone to the premiere, right? Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Didn't get invited. Why not? I don't know. So I've been getting in touch with lots and lots of different movie studios, Universal, Disney, maybe Fox, some of the other ones.
Fox is owned by Disney, so you've been just Disney.
Just Disney. And as you might have heard on last week's show, we got our first ever invite to a premiere. On Monday night this week, we went to the Bob's Burgers movie premiere at the Coburg Drive-Ins here in Melbourne. Huge thanks to Vanessa from Disney. Thank you, Vanessa. Round of applause for Vanessa, please. Pat, you're not clapping. Clap for Vanessa. And Vanessa was actually there. Remember, Vanessa was actually there.
Yeah.
And she came up to me and she was like, "Hey, Mike, I'm Vanessa from Disney." And I was like, "Oh, hey, thank you so much for this." And she was like, "No worries. Here's your free burger voucher. Here's your free burger coupon." And then I looked at Vanessa, right? Pat will vouch for this. I looked at Vanessa straight in the eyes and I said to her, "Can we come to more premieres?" And what did she say, Pat?
Yeah, she said, "Of course you can." And she even mentioned that she's seen the TikToks as well.
She said, "We've seen your pages. We've seen your stuff. You can come to more premieres." So guys, I'm going to actually put it out there, right? Here's what I'm going to put out there. This year is going to be Mike's big year of premieres. It's no longer Mike's big year of footy. Because remember, I announced that this was supposed to be my big year of footy. We're halfway through the season. I haven't watched any footy, haven't been to any games, whatever. The reason for that is I've been too busy because it's my big year of premieres. I don't have time for the footy. I don't have time for the footy, Pat. I've got my big year of premieres. I need to be going down the red carpet in all these premieres. Now, I will probably do something on the Bob's Burgers on the YouTube channel if I have time. But, like, overall, Pat, what did you think of the movie? Because I think part of our, like, the return of us going is we talk about the movie in a positive light. So what did you think about the movie?
No, I did really enjoy it. It was definitely a great reflection and extension of the show itself. I'm a pretty decent fan. I wouldn't call myself, like, the biggest fan. I know last week's episode I said, like, yeah, big fan, but I'll just be completely honest to the audience. I was just trying to when I actually thought he was the Fox Disney guy, I was actually just trying to sweet talk and be like, yeah, I love Bob's Burgers. Get me in, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked the show. I think and there were so many moments because we were in the car together because it was the drive-ins where, like, we were laughing out loud a lot. Like, it's a very funny movie. Mm. It does. I don't think, here's the thing with the Bob's Burgers movie. I really liked it. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think, and maybe it's a moot comparison to make, I don't think it ever was going to live up to the scope of what the Simpsons movie was. And it wasn't supposed to do that. But, like, when I think about the Simpsons movie and just, like, that was such a big thing for that show. Like, they brought back so, like, every recurring character, like, pops in it. They had... what's his name? Al Brooks, right? Who plays Hank Scorpio and
Albert
and
Brooks? Russ, yeah,
yeah. He plays the villain, and he's, like, one of the most celebrated guest stars on The Simpsons, and just, like, the scope of it, like, it kind of left Springfield in such a big way for the first time. Like, it didn't feel like just a big episode of the show because it was like they go to Alaska and they're, like, escaping the town and there's the big dome. Like, it felt like something that couldn't happen in the TV show. Whereas I would say the Bob's Burgers movie, like, it definitely ups the stakes a bit, but I would describe it as, like, just kind of a big, like a long episode of the show, which isn't a bad thing. I just don't think, I guess I was just going into it being like, oh, like, this is going to be the size and scope of the Simpsons movie. But I didn't think it was particularly like that. And, like, even with the Simpsons movie, when it starts and you've just got the Green Day Simpsons theme playing and it's just like, so epic, and then, yeah.
And they even acknowledge the whole, like, you know, because when they have the Itchy and Scratchy movie at the start, and it's like, you know, he's like, you know, why would we get this when we get on TV, when we get it on TV for free? Like, they acknowledge that.
Yeah. So I think, like, it's definitely fun, and if you like the show, you should definitely see the movie.
Yeah, definitely.
I still think, like, because I really like the Simpsons movie, it seems to be really controversial, and maybe, like, next week I'll talk more about it. But generally speaking, I thought Bob's Burt, like, It was a good movie. We had fun. Lots of just one-off gags. Just felt like a long episode of the TV show, which, yeah, I think people would really like. But, yeah, so awesome to be invited to our first movie premiere. Special thanks again to Vanessa from Disney. Once again, round of applause, please, Pat. Let's give her a round of applause.
Thank you, Disney.
That was really awesome of her to give us our premiere. Didn't expect it in a drive-in. Probably expected more of a cinema kind of thing.
Yeah, well, you know, Coburg drive-ins, Coburg burgers, perhaps it was meant to be.
That being said, actually, because Hamish was in Wreck-It Ralph 2, he had a one voice line.
I remember that.
And I went to the premiere of that. That being said, that wasn't on behalf of this show and our brand. So that's not my premiere. This was our premiere for this podcast, this team and this show. So hopefully Thor Love and Thunder, fingers crossed, comes through and we're going to the premiere of that. If I get any plus ones, Pat, you can come. But if there's more than one plus one, we'll put it out to the listeners. Mm. You could win a ticket to the premiere. How about that? That's pretty cool. All right, biggest pop culture news of the week that we just simply can't ignore, and perhaps this panders more to the female audience of this show, but you know what? I absolutely love this guy. Harry Styles' third studio album came out last week, Harry's House, and boy, oh boy, is it a bit of a banger. And a little bit on that later. I wanted to do a little bit on Harry Styles' solo career because obviously he started as Harry from One Direction, one of the five One Directioners. And I feel like with boy bands, there's always one kind of boy band member who does rise above all of the rest, like Justin Timberlake. He was in NSYNC, yeah, wasn't he? Justin Timberlake. I'm sure one of the Backstreet Boys is really big. Even with girl groups, like wasn't Beyonce in like Destiny's Child?
Yeah, Beyonce and Jerry Hatwell from Spice Girls.
Yeah. So there's always one, and I think it was always the writing was always on the wall for Harry. I think it was always clear that Harry was the breakout star of One Direction. They always gave him the fancy solos, the fancy moments in the songs and everything like that. So, you know, I can definitely see why Harry Styles is so successful as he is now. Now, after One Direction broke up, Harry Styles came out, absolute banger of a track that was totally, I feel, genre-defying and no one expected it. Sign of the Times. Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. We gotta get away from here. I absolutely love this song. I think it's just, I think it's an incredible song. Got compared at the time to a lot of David Bowie kind of stuff, which I think is pretty rightful because, like, it does seem to lean very heavily on the whole. Like, I think I'll play a bit of Space Oddity here. Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. And that song has a similar, like, slow start into a big eruption build-up, has very similar, like, instrumentation and vibe. Like, I feel like he was very much channeling that era of Bowie in that song, and I think it's a very rightful comparison. And it's a totally a good one because I think he does such a great job in that song. I'm kind of sad most of Harry Styles' music hasn't kind of followed suit with that style since. Like, it definitely got more poppy. On the same album, his first album, which I think was self-titled, he also had a song called Sweet Creature, and I think that also really solidified his, like, music writing ability. Sweet creature, had another talk about where it's going wrong, but we're still young. We don't know where we're going, but we know we belong. I think the thing with this song is like that first one, Sign of the Times, got a lot of Bowie comparisons, and I think there's undeniable Beatles comparisons in Sweet Creature. Like, the guitar lick itself sounds pretty much like it's been inspired by Blackbird or something similar. Like, the whole vibe is very Yesterday, Blackbird, those really smooth acoustic Beatles songs, and I think he does it really well in that song. So I was a big fan of his first album that really sold me on his solo career. His second album I actually didn't think was as good, but I know a lot of people did. But I was kind of disappointed about it, predominantly because I thought the main single from that album, I just thought, honestly, I don't like that song because I think it's some of... I genuinely think melodically it is so simplistic and boring. It's just like... Na 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 na. And I just... I don't know. What do you think of it? Do you like it?
I do. I do really like it. Like, I'm not the world's biggest, you know, Harry Styles fan or anything. Look, I see where you're coming from. I don't think that's a... I think that's a pretty fair thing to say. But I don't know. I think in music, I don't think you have to have the most complex or, you know, super structured and super thought out, you know, beat, melody, you know, whatever. Like if it's just, if it just sounds good and you can vibe to it, I think that's what's important. I think it's the enjoyment.
True. I just never, that song never caught me. There was also the song Adore You on that, that I thought was actually pretty good. Now
that was really good. Yeah.
The new album, fantastic stuff. There's a song called Cinema. I think that's quite a, I think that's my favorite track on the album, Cinema. You bring, you got the cinema. And he's like, I got the pop, you got the cinema. Possibly a sexual innuendo. You don't know for sure. But I really like that song. And the whole album's really good. I think it's kind of a combination of both of the albums. It's called, yeah, it's called Harry's House. But interestingly, and here's the main thing I want to talk about Harry Styles' newest album. It opens, the opening track, the first track on the album, is simply titled Music for a Sushi Restaurant. Excuse me, green tea, music for a sushi restaurant. All rise. Music for a sushi restaurant. Music for a sushi restaurant. Music for whatever you want. Amazing track, amazing opener. The song will go down in history. But what I thought we should do on today's show is, look, it's music for a sushi restaurant. If you're a sushi restaurant in Melbourne or anywhere in the world, really, it's a world, it's definitely a worldwide pop culture thing, Harry Styles. If you're a sushi restaurant and you're not playing music for a sushi restaurant this week in your establishment, you don't get it. You just don't get it. So I thought it would be a good idea. We'll call up a sushi restaurant, and what we'll do is we'll just play music for a sushi restaurant, because that's what it is. It's music for a sushi restaurant. So we'll ring one up, play music for a sushi restaurant, and just see what they say. See if they have any thoughts or feedback for it. It's ringing.
Hi, this is Sushi. How can I help? Excuse me, green tea. Hello? Excuse me,
green tea, music for a sushi. He's hung up. I guess what did I expect him to do? Let's try Sushi Hub Burke Place.
Hello, Sushi Hub, please. Hello, Sushi Hub, please. Excuse me, green tea, music for a sushi restaurant. Hello? Excuse me, green
tea, music for a sushi restaurant. Hi, sorry, I just had you on hold there. Sorry.
Fine? Yep, it's okay. Yeah.
Can you hear that music?
Yes.
Ah, that's weird. It sounds like music for a sushi restaurant or something. Anyway, I'll call the Flinders Street one. The Swanson. Yep. Thank you. Sorry about this. Bye.
Bye. Sushi Hub High Point.
Hi, is this Sushi Hub High Point?
Yep.
Hi, there's a new song by Harry Styles called Music for a Sushi Restaurant. Are you guys playing it? This week?
No.
You're not going to be playing that song?
No, thank you.
It's music for a sushi restaurant. So it's, aren't you guys a sushi establishment of sorts?
We are not interesting. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
Thank you.
I'll play it for you. Excuse me, green tea, music for a sushi restaurant. Oh, she's hung up.
Sushi Hub Melbourne Central, how can I help you?
Hey, is that Sushi Hub Melbourne Central?
Yes.
Hello. There is a new song called Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles. Are you familiar with the song?
Just give me a second.
Okay. Okay.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, is this Sushi Hub Melbourne Central?
Yeah.
There's a new song called Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles. Do you guys play it at your establishment?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my house in Melbourne.
Calling in your house from Melbourne?
Yeah. I just was wondering, do you guys play music in your restaurant?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, there's a new song. It's called Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles. And I was just wondering, do you guys play it? Because you're a sushi restaurant, so you'd think you guys would have it.
This one we need to check with our HQ because we can't really, we can only play the hot hit music, you know what I mean?
It is a hit. It is a hit. Do you want to hear it? Just quickly, like a quick grab of it?
Can't really be busy now. Maybe you can try call our HQ.
Okay, I'll try calling the HQ. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, I'll just play a bit. Excuse me. Oh, he's hung up.
That's actually a really good idea. We should call like corporate of a bunch of like sushi chains.
Let's call Sushi Hub Corporate.
Yeah, let's call corporate and just ask him. You'll probably get some better responses, to be honest.
That one was pretty funny. I'll just play it for you.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay, so we didn't have any like calling stores, but then me and Pat chatted off air and we thought it would be a good idea to call like a corporate office. Because like, I mean, to be fair, a lot of the people working in the restaurants themselves, they probably don't have any control or say over this. So, you know, probably best to go straight to the top, right? Let's go up to corporate. We decided to call corporate of a sushi restaurant. We've taken out all identifiers. And all we wanted was to suggest that at some point in the future, we would like to hear music for a sushi restaurant at their sushi establishments. And, well, here's how it went.
Hello, Sushi Sushi Support Office.
Hi,
can I help you?
Hi, sorry, I didn't get your name there. What was your name?
Oh,
hi, my name's Mike. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, Mike. How can I help you today?
This is going to sound really silly, but I actually noticed over the weekend there's a musician called Harry Styles, and he put out a song, and the song is called Music for a Sushi Restaurant. And I just thought it would be a good idea if you guys play that song at your sushi restaurants, because it's called Music for a Sushi Restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a little bit of it? Just like 5 seconds of it?
No, because I'm answering a call on my mobile. So I'm going to catch the singer name. What did you say, Harry? What was his name? Harry Styles?
His name's Harry Styles. And the song that he released is called Music for a Sushi Restaurant. And I just thought, because you guys your whole thing is like sushi restaurants. And this song, and like, it's a big album, like lots of my friends are listening to it, and it's called Music for a Sushi Restaurant. Like, how funny is that if you guys, like, played it? Because you guys
perfect
are...
Perfect for us. Yeah.
For, like, a little... Because people would come in and be like, oh, it's a sushi restaurant,
this
and they're playing...
Song? Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is for the... Yeah.
Yeah.
I can look it up in YouTube, and then I'm going to pass it on to marketing, okay?
Okay, because, yeah, I mean, I would love... If at some point in the next week I go to a sushi and I hear Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles being played, that would be phenomenal.
It's not a problem. I'll pass it on to marketing team. Their customer feedback team.
All right. You are a legend. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Excuse me, green tea, music for a sushi restaurant. There you go. Successful call. She's going to pass it on to marketing. So guys, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want to be a new goal of the show. Now, we have a lot of goals that are incomplete on this show, but here's a new one. Go into, I guess I have to say, any sushi restaurant you go to, ask them to play Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles. And if they say no, ask them why. Say it's been passed on to marketing. I want at some point this year, and this is a call out to all the sushi restaurants out there, every single one of you, at some point this year, I would like to walk into a sushi restaurant and hear music for a sushi restaurant being played. I will request it at every sushi restaurant I go to. I will request they play it, but I would love it to happen organically without me asking for it. Don't know why you guys aren't onto this. Huge marketing and PR opportunity for you. Sushi restaurants. I'm talking Sushi Hub. I'm talking Sushi Sushi. I'm talking all the independent sushi places. Near me, there's one called I Dream of Sushi. I want you guys, this is the perfect opportunity for you. I'm giving you the idea. It's not even my, you guys should have had this idea. I'm surprised you haven't had this idea. Play music for a sushi restaurant at your establishment. I've got the ball rolling for one of them. I need you guys to keep, every time you get sushi, say you should play this song. Excuse me, green tea music for sushi. Imagine eating sushi to this. Anyway, that's the sushi saga of this episode. Guys, Harry Styles' new album is good. All right, a couple more things before we wrap the show today, and one of those absolutely has to be our very, very popular newest segment, this.
It's time for the Shrek-O-Matic Universe!
Does that sound good to you?
No, not really, no.
What a mashup. Do you like that opener?
I do. I think it's a good incorporation of the Shrek quotes, yeah, and the MCU general aroma.
Yeah, awesome, man. the aroma of the MCU? Yeah, do you know what aroma is?
Yeah.
Smell.
Yeah, that wasn't so the right, that wasn't the correct.
I think you meant the aura, maybe.
Yeah, like I think so. Yeah. I think, yeah, I'm just unintelligent.
Anyway, one thing that went off on the TCB Pod Instagram account, which now has 163 followers and counting. One thing that people really like, there's obviously the new Marvel TV show, She-Hulk, which is the girl version of the Hulk, or the she version of the Hulk. And, you know, it's kind of like she's a single female lawyer and she's navigating the world of being single in your 30s and having a corporate job and also being a Hulk. Someone's done a mashup of the poster of that, and instead of saying, this is the whole thing, instead of saying She-Hulk, the title is She-Wreck. She-Wreck. And it looks, because it's got her with the green skin, so it does look like She-Wreck. Now, I posted that on the podcast Instagram and said, this is the next installment of the Shrek-O-Matic Universe, She-Wreck. And it got a very good response for the standards of the Instagram. So She-Wreck is definitely something that people liked. We also had, I can't remember your name, but welcome to the radio family, who wrote a bunch of hypothetical movie plot lines for movies in the Shrek-O-Matic universe. This one's called Beginning of the Gingerbread Man, The Baker's Cookbook. So pal, I'm going to read out the synopsis. You tell me what you think. So here it is. The movie begins, this is the second film in the Shrek-O-Matic universe. Last week we did the reboot Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second one. The movie begins with a young man opening a bakery, happy and full of customers, with the love of his life. With the love of his life. Over a 5-minute timeline, you watch as the bakery grows bigger and the couple of bakers grow older. More customers, the line keeps growing until suddenly the wife starts to cough. This shows her getting sicker and sicker until one day she just isn't there. Now, what vibes are you getting so far?
Some very sad, somber kind of vibes.
I was going to say, this is the opening to the movie Up, the Pixar film Up. This feels very similar to that.
Which was also sad and somber, so who's right here?
Then the line for the bakery starts to grow smaller and smaller until the bakery cannot afford to be so big anymore. It just goes back to being a tiny bakery and the old man looks sad. He sighs looking at the sign as he has no customers for the 10th day in a row. On the 11th day, he gets in his horse and cart and takes a journey to a factory called Godmother's Chemical Solutions, where the next scene shows him pleading with a woman whose face you cannot see, only her heels are visible as the camera is behind her. And that's obviously the fairy godmother. That's I like that she's leading up to be like the Thanos of the SCU, the Shrek-O-Matic Universe. He says to the woman, please, you're my only hope. I just want my life back in my bakery. Oh, is that all? You just want me to create life in a bakery? Very well, then. Take 2 drops of this and once again, life shall return to your bakery. I like this.
Me too.
The old man returns to his bakery that night, where he bakes himself a tray of muffins, regular muffins, nothing fancy for a muffin man of his skill. He goes home. When he comes back the next day, the muffins are gone. He looks everywhere for them, but can't find them, almost as if they're hiding from him. He decides to try the liquid on something easier that will not need to rest, so he carefully constructs a gingerbread man. The old man inspects the gingerbread man after he's been cooked. He sees nothing, but as he starts to talk about how long life will take to come back to his bakery when the customers will return. He turned his back on the gingerbread man. When he turned around again, he's gone. The gingerbread man can't have just walked away, so he goes looking for it anywhere. However, he finds it on a different bench. He jokes about how he must have given the gingerbread man feet. When he laughs, the gingerbread man winks at him. It's alive, and he panics, calling up Lord Farquaad's people to come and hunt down this magical creature, as it must be a demon. However, after some knights chase the gingerbread man around the kitchen, the Muffet Man looks at the gingerbread man as his own creation and a surrogate son, feeling bad that he called in the anti-fairy tale knights. Eventually, the knights leave, thinking they caught the gingerbread man, when it is revealed the baker gave up just a regular gingerbread man and had hidden the alive one. Clever twist. There were two.
I'm liking this.
This leads to the gingerbread man and baker teaming up, running a bakery where customers would once again line up. However, rumors of the gingerbread man still being alive would reach Lord Farquaad, where he would hire a famous bounty hunter, possibly Puss in Boots, who would go on a mission to track the gingerbread man, where he would be embarrassed constantly throughout the movie until he would eventually give up, stating how he was feared by all who knew him, how they should pray for mercy from the hunter in boots. It was. But the hunter in boots would never catch the gingerbread man, stating how he isn't small or cute enough to catch him. The movie would end with the gingerbread man and muffin man running their bakery happily ever after. That's the end. Now, I really like that.
Me too.
And I think, but what I thought does need to be there is the classic gingerbread line, not from Shrek, but from the original fairy tale, is run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. So I would love for that to be a moment in it. But that is a great addition to the Shrek-O-Matic universe.
100%.
Should we make it canon?
I think we need to make this 100% canon.
I'll get a canon sound effect for when we make them canon.
No, but don't do it. I'll do it.
That's canon. Well, that's great. We'll read out the next one, but keep feeling free to submit your Shrek-O-Matic universe submissions. Like, this is all coming from one guy. I'll get his name now because it's somewhere on my phone. His name is... His name is Josh Christophers, Radio Josh Christophers. Amazing work. Next week, unless someone else submits something really good, we will pitch his Puss in Boots story, The Legend of Puss in Boots. But over the last few weeks, I have been doing this brand new segment, and it is called this. It's Radio Mike's Songs You Forgot Existed.
Oh, I forgot about that song.
There you go. There's the new opener for that segment. What do you think, Pat?
Well, I've already laughed enough at that because we heard that before. Yeah. It's almost as if you should have saved it for the show.
Do you think, is that an intern mic coming back for long-term listeners of the show?
It's Radio Mike's Songs You Forgot Existed.
Oh, I forgot about that song.
It sounds like a grown-up intern
mic. It's a grown-up intern mic for long-term listeners of the show who remember shouldn't be possible. That character. Shouldn't be possible, but yeah. Basically, this segment is simple. I play a song that I think... that you forgot existed. A song that just... sometimes you just hear a song and you're like, oh, have not thought about that song in like 10 years. Peculiarly similar segment to the Hamish and Andy segment, tell us someone I haven't thought of for a while. But it's songs you forgot existed. Submit your own anytime. Radio Mike, radio.mike on Insta, radiomikepod@gmail.com, TCBpod on Insta. It's Radio Mike on Twitter. Appreciate any correspondence from you guys anytime. Pat, you're going to be the judge, the live reaction to this one.
Okay.
This has a little bit of a twist, actually. So what I'll do, I'll get you to put the headphones on.
All right.
So you can hear it coming out of there. You guys play along. Let me know. Did you forget the song? I put a poll up on Instagram after the show each week as well. So that will also be there. Let me know whether you forgot this song or not. And submit your own at any time. A lot of you are submitting songs, but I just have a bunch that I want to get rid of. So Pat... let me know what you think and if you forgot that this song existed.
Okay.
All right, here we go for round three, songs you forgot existed. And this time for the third round, I'm doing a triple threat. That's right. Here are three songs I reckon you've completely forgot existed until right now. All right, here they are. Let me know how you go. Three songs that I think you forgot existed. Now, your turn. What songs do you think that I forgot existed?
All right, Pat, verdict. I did see a lot of surprise for song number two, but please give me the verdict. Did you forget that those songs existed?
Partially.
Can you name the three songs?
Have
you heard all of those songs before?
I definitely have. Second one was more of a surprise because it's more of something I've heard recently. I don't remember it that well from when I was younger, but it's something that I've been reintroduced to.
Yeah.
The third one particularly, I remember that was the song. It was used for a car commercial. I can't remember what brand. And that
so
was,
that one is I Like the Way You Move by, I don't know, Body Rockers or something.
Yes, but the woo-woo-woo-woo, that I remember. The first one.
Oh, that's Starstruck by 303. Yeah. So all three of them I forgot. So Starstruck, I just like came across 303 on like Spotify and I was like, what happened to them? Because they did songs with like Katy Perry and everything like that. And like that song has Katy Perry featuring in it and they did a featuring with Kesha as well.
Most recently they did a 10-year anniversary hyperpop remix of Friday, Rebecca Black.
Did they actually?
Yeah.
That speaks wonders about where 303 are. More like 000.
Three, please come on the podcast.
The second one, and guys, let us know. Like, do it. Basically, do a Wordle style for the three. Send me a squares: green square, red square, red square. Like, whether you forgot. Like, if you remembered all three, do green, green, green. If you remember, you know, you get it. If you didn't remember all three, go red, red, red. The second one is Timbaland, "The Way I Are," which I actually think is a really bizarre song because she goes, baby, if you strip, you can get a tip because I like you just the way you are. And then he goes, I'm about to strip. Can you handle it? Girl, can you handle me the way am I? It actually sounds, have you heard it?
No, not properly.
Okay, yeah. Listen to it. It sounds like he's saying, the way am I? And it's really weird. And then the third one, obviously, I Like the Way You Move. Now, did you notice the transition between baby, if you strip, and I Like the Way You Move? Because he goes, I like, and then he goes, the way you move.
Very good remix, perhaps.
DJing by Mike.
Yeah, if radio or podcasting doesn't work out, maybe we could have DJ Mike.
DJ Mike. Guys, send in your own. I'm pretty sure that'll end up being a decent length episode. There's a bunch of stuff I still want to talk about, but we will do that next week. So let's do this.
The plug.
Guys, this week, couple things for me to plug. The main one I would like to plug is I was a guest over on FOFOP, Charlie Clawson's podcast and Will Anderson's podcast. So Charlie chatted to me. It's just a pop culture chat, so we just chat about stuff like we've been watching and thinking about. Here is a little excerpt from that I would love you to go and check it out. But I think there's lots of movies I've seen where I do think, why would you have accepted this role? Like, what was the process of you deciding that you were going to do this? Like, for example, have you ever seen the movie or heard of the movie The Human Centipede?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what it's about? Of course. Ass to mouth. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yes.
when when your agent rings you and goes, hey mate, there's this role going up. It's about you'd be a doctor, a psychopathic doctor who wants to surgically stitch three people together ass to mouth and turn them into like your own little pet, you'd be great for that.
I mean,
that sounds like a good opportunity for me and my career.
The doctor part is fine. I would take the doctor part. It's the people who are getting sewn ass to mouth that you go like, yeah. What actor took that role on thinking, well, this will be what launches me to the next level?
Had a lot of fun. Of course, there is a playlist, a Spotify playlist in the description to this podcast that has every podcast I've guested on. I'm doing a few more this week, so there will be more to plug next week, which is really cool. Lots of people are asking me to be on their pods, which I think is awesome. I think I'm going to pop up on this week's Adam and Simon show, but I don't have any audio of that. But of course, the Bob's Burgers premiere was a collab with them, so that was really fun. Harry Potter and the Boys will be back. Sammy Garlep's coming over to record the next episode tomorrow, so that'll be out on Thursday. Again, would love for you to check that out if you like my stuff. The YouTube channel, TikTok, radio.mike, we're on 12.1k followers, all thanks to Pat and his amazing work clipping up clippable moments of this show. Instagram, radio.mike, Hamish and Andy Pod. Oh, that's right, I forgot to get audio for this, so I'm going to put it in post. But I was also, I popped up on Two Guys, One Cup this week, which was Will Anderson and Charlie Clawson's AFL podcast, where they actually brought up my 100 nugget challenge from this podcast, where I did 100 nuggets in 100 minutes for episode 100 of this show. So we talked about that. Here's some of the audio.
You have some nugget experience, I am led to believe.
You're a nugget expert.
I tried to do 100 nuggets in 100 minutes a few years ago, just as a nonsense thing, because I've always wanted to see what my max nugget intake was.
Yeah.
So and I got...
Yeah, wait, before you tell us what the number was, yeah. Was it more or less than 15?
It was significantly more than 15.
In your face, and Roma, I would, that's what I'll firstly
I
say.
I would say 20 is like, I could easily polish 20 for lunch right now.
Yeah, I mean, Dimmer Hardwick, after a couple of bongs, would knock off 20 nuggets without thinking about it, I would have thought. Mm.
All right, well, let's do Price is Right. Okay. Will and I will be the contestants, Mike, so we're going to guess how many nuggets you ate.
Now, how many minutes were you there for? Were you there for the whole 100 minutes? Give us a clue.
Oh, I tapped out before the 100.
Okay.
So I didn't make the 100 nuggets.
Were you doing one a minute when you tapped out? Like, were you still on track to get to the 100 when you tapped out?
I mean, for the first, 20 minutes, I was doing multiple a minute.
Yeah.
But by the time I tapped out, it was probably, maybe one every 5 minutes.
Okay, that's a good clue, though. So for the first 20, multiple a minute. So I'm going to say 40 plus. I'm going to go with 45 nuggets. Higher or lower?
Higher.
Charlie?
I'm going to say 67 nuggets.
Lower.
Okay, I'm going to say 58 nuggets.
Lower.
I'm going to say 54 nuggets.
Bing, bing, bing. Is that the
yes!
54. The year the Bulldogs won the premiership. Brilliant.
54 nuggets.
Very appropriate to this podcast.
I love it.
And after I had the 54, I did say, I'll never have a nugget again. But the next day I did get nuggets from Macca's for lunch. So I still very much love nuggets. Recently, I actually told you this, Pat. I did a stock take on all of the episodes of the show. Turns out, here's a bombshell for you guys. That episode, which was the whole point of it, was because it was episode 100 of the show. Turns out, it was episode 101. So
we missed it.
Yeah. Pat, thanks for being on the show this week.
Thank you for having me, man. And also, we will... apologies for the lack of Pat and Mike's. I just want to put that out there. That's 100% my fault.
Is it?
Well, I feel
you
like
have no obligation to do it, so it's not your fault.
No,
at all.
But I feel like my availability has just gotten
busy.
I'm just a lot busy at the moment. Oh no, I'm pretty busy at the moment. Yeah. So yeah,
we're gonna do one now, and then I'll obviously have the overflow.
Pat and Mike will return regularly very soon. Thank you for your patience. We love you very much.
Yeah, and if you want to hear more of Pat, get to know Pat, hear more of me and Pat chatting, head to the Pat and Mike podcast, not the Pat and Mike podcast, over on Patreon.com/RadioMike. Again, every dollar does count. It does go a really long way to help keep the lights on here. You know, I do work. We both work proper jobs. Pat works really hard on this show. We do have a few brands reaching out, but yeah, you guys kind of supporting this show and helping it grow is a really important thing for us, and it means a lot to all the people who do support us on the Patreon. And if you have thought about it, or a one-off donation, paypal.me/itsradiomike, $12 again, that's a dollar a month for a year, and $15 pays for this podcast to be up for a month. So if you do have any spare change. Like, I don't love starting and ending every episode of the podcast by begging you guys for money, but that's just kind of the reality is, like, most of my income goes to, like, paying rent and bills, and then all of the money from this pod just goes to paying Pat because he deserves to be paid for the amazing stuff he does. So, yeah, if you can spare a couple dollars, we'd love that. So thank you.
And if you don't give a shit and you want to give money to me, send a donation to Mike and just say this is exclusively for Pat and no one else.
I will send it direct to Pat. Guys, that is the end of this week's episode. Thank you for listening. My name is Radio Mike.
And I'm producer Pat.
And this has been the inside of our bums. See you later.
That's what I said.
That's disgusting.
Ugh.
This episode of 20th Century Boy was brought to you by Radio Mike on Patreon. If you just finished the podcast and want to hear me talk even more, head to patreon.com/radiomike to get access to the TCB Overflow podcast, an extra podcast every week, and the Pat and Mike Show, where me and producer Pat talk behind the scenes of making this show. The Patreon is overflowing with content. We'll see you there. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.